Now, for women and men as well, navigating the IVF industry, the journey to parenthood is fraught with challenges. For many, those challenges start at finding an egg donor. And because egg donation is not regulated here in Australia, some women and men and families are taking their search overseas. The issue with the reproductive industry has been in the news again this week with a proposal for new legislation to make the IVF industry less secretive and more transparent. Dr. Irina Nakakis is a fertility specialist and the medical director of Fertility Tasmania. She's here with us this morning so that we can find out more. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, how is egg donation different to other types of medical donations here in Australia?
It's similar in that it's still voluntary. There's not a lot of information out there for donors, and it's not advertised. So it's different in that regard, but it's similar in that donors need to be matched with individuals.
Mm. I understand that a lot of Australian women have to end up going overseas to find an egg donor, especially for processes like IVF. Why do you think it's so challenging for people to find egg donors here in Australia?
Mostly because there's a lack of egg donors. It is a challenging process to donate. Patients or donors aren't, I guess, compensated for their time.
Mm.
It is a very involved process in terms of what's involved for the donor. It takes a lot of time and time off work. It obviously involves surgery. And the numbers are just not here in Australia.
Because it's quite as you were saying there, an involved process for the woman who has to donate, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm.
A good deal of time off work. It involves hormonal injections, ultrasounds and time in theatre and recovery.
And the fact that it's all altruistic in Australia, obviously, as you were saying, no
compensation.
They're not compensated. Yeah, wow. So South Australian Senator Sterling Griff has described the reproductive industry here in Australia as a, quote, kind of secret society. He's called for federal regulation and greater transparency of the industry through data collection and accurate reporting of patient outcomes. Do you think that this will do enough to kind of make the IVF industry more appealing for people here in Australia?
Well, it will go some way towards it. The other problem, of course, is it's very expensive. It's mostly accessed privately. There's no Medicare rebate for donors. But the transparency is a welcome step, of course.
Do you think that establishing something like an egg bank would be viable here in Australia?
I think it's a very good idea, but it's a matter of funding it. Who would fund it? Would it be state-based, federal-based?
Absolutely.
All states have different legislation as to how you access it.
So this is something that you'd say would then have to come under a federal umbrella?
Quite possibly.
Well, Doctor, unfortunately, that's all we have time for this morning. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Irina Nakakis from Fertility Tasmania talking to us about the reproductive industry in Australia and the difficulties women face in searching for an egg donor.